Alice in Chains on the Rock Station. We are 99 Rock. That has Got Me Wrong. Before that, Requested Stuff off the Rock Line at 603-643-ROCK for Metallica, For Whom the Bell Tolls. Friday edition of the Rock and Go Morning Show. Joined in the studio right now by two very dapper dressed National Guard members from the New Hampshire National Guard. We've got Staff Sergeant Compton and Staff Sergeant McGinnis here in the studio talking about National Guard here in New Hampshire. And guys, first of all, good morning. Thanks for coming in today.
Good morning. Thank you for having us. Now, we're very excited to be here.
You guys come in and you look so dapper. And first of all, I do want to thank you guys for your service. I'm sure you hear that a lot. And again, we love to be a part of the military. And as you know, you hear the commercials for the National Guard here on 99 Rock. Tell us why you guys here. I mean, we love having you here, but what are you guys doing here today?
So really, we're just coming around to the local radio stations trying to talk about, the National Guard, let people know exactly what we are, who we are, kind of differentiate ourselves from, the other branches of the military, mm-hmm. and just kind of, let people know who we are so that way they kind of know what we do.
Now, of course, National Guard all over the state, all over the country, but the location, which we have one right down the road on Route 120 and Heater Road in Lebanon, you guys affiliated with that, correct? I mean, that is part of your...
Yes, right. One of our units does drill there. Our military police unit does drill out of there. And mm-hmm. we have about 16 or 17 of those armories kind of spread all throughout the state.
So. Sure. And you guys are from down in the Concord area, correct? That's
yes.
where the main location is. And so tell us, I mean, people try to differentiate between, the military. They see it on TV. They always see, you always hear traveling somewhere, Afghanistan, somewhere that. But it's a little bit different for you guys. Tell us about that.
Right. Well, with the New Hampshire Army National Guard, we are what we call the citizen soldier. Mm-hmm. We are, your local bank teller, we're a state trooper, but one week in a month, we put on this uniform and we are a guardsman.
Sure.
The biggest difference between us and the active duty component is that we serve one week in a month, 2 weeks out of the year. Mm-hmm. So it's part-time service for full-time benefits. We can also retire out of 20 years and have a pension coming to us for our service.
Okay.
We serve our community, we serve our state, but we also serve our country. But the unique thing about us is that we can still forge a family in our community where we grew up and do all that stuff while still serving in the military.
Now, of course, people hear about the National Guard and how they can join as opposed to the military. You always hear people fresh out of high school joining the military, getting shipped off to, for example, Marine Corps, South Carolina. But again, it's a little bit different for you guys, right? Tell us about that.
It is. Our age range that we target is 17 to 34-year-olds. Mm-hmm. So we do have those fresh out of high school kids. And then we also have people who have graduated and move on to, other things. But true, you join the Army National Guard. You go off to basic training for 10 weeks, mm-hmm. learn how to be a soldier. Then you go to your advanced individual training. Okay. That's whatever job you pick.
Sure.
And then after that, unlike the active duty component where they get shipped off to, whatever fort somewhere in the world, our soldiers come back here to New Hampshire and they're able to have their full-time job or have a family or go to college or whatever they want to do. But as Sergeant Compton said, 2 days a month, they're, putting on the uniform, being a soldier. But the rest of the time is theirs to do whatever they want with.
Now, of course, you always hear the stories about, natural disasters in the state and the National Guard that gets deployed. I mean, is that typically what they can expect if they want to get more information on the National Guard?
Well, it all depends mm-hmm. on your job,
sure.
really. Yes, we do, our prime mission
right.
is protecting the interior of the state. Our commander-in-chief
sure.
is the governor. So floods, hurricanes, tornadoes, not here mm-hmm. in New Hampshire. Any sort of disaster the Guard does respond to, but it really depends on your job, whether or not you're going to get activated for that. We also have an agreement with other states. For example, when Hurricane Katrina happened a couple of years ago, about 100 soldiers from New Hampshire went down south to help with them.
Okay, yep.
So, we could definitely be deployed within the state as well as other states, but it really depends on whatever job you pick.
Now, you guys had an interesting stat that I heard you talking about before we went on the radio this morning that, what was it now? Correct me if I'm wrong, something about 29% of people eligible, only 1%. So that's why you guys are here. You're pretty much looking for some help.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm the local recruiter in the area, mm-hmm. And really just getting out and talking to folks and finding out who's interested in learning more about the Guard. That's really it.
Mm-hmm.
People, I think, sometimes are afraid of recruiters when they see them in people
sure.
uniform. And I promise, I don't bite hard. But if you see us in the street, come up and talk to us.
Okay.
Really, I really take my job as giving people information about the National Guard,
mm-hmm.
finding out what you want in life, and seeing if I can help you. The National Guard can help people in so many ways.
Mm-hmm.
Life insurance, dental insurance, retirement, education benefits, money, job training, experience, leadership. There's so many things that you can get from just working 2 days a month. So all we ask is, take half hour, sit down with me, let me explain to you what the guard is, see if I can help you. And that way you can make an educated decision on whether or not, you know, this is something that you want to take advantage of or not. Because people, I think, sometimes make a decision on something they don't know anything about.
Mm-hmm. So what do you think is the big shtick of being afraid to talk to a recruiter, the uniform? I mean, it shouldn't be afraid, but what do you think is the biggest fear that people have?
I want to say that the biggest fear is sometimes, because we're talking about young people.
Sure.
We're talking, you know, 17 to most of the people that we talk to are high school students.
Right.
What they think is, you know, they sit down with a recruiter, there's an immediate commitment.
Okay.
Like Sergeant McGinnis said, our job is
sign
to put out the information.
You're gone.
Exactly.
Yeah, right.
You know, you have a conversation with us and then you're on the bus to Fort Jackson, South Carolina, you
right.
know. But what we do is put out the information, mm-hmm. and on top of that, we have to find out if you actually qualify okay. to join the military, because we have, you know, qualifications that you must meet.
Sure.
One of them being you have to be at least 17 to okay. talk to us.
Okay, so 17 has to be the minimum age. What we're going to do, guys, we're going to take ourselves a quick break, and then we'll be back talking more about the New Hampshire National Guard with Staff Sergeants Compton and McGinnis coming up here in just a few minutes here on 99 Rock.